Blog Talk Radio.
Mind Shift Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of Mind Shift Talk Radio. I'm your host, Stacey Emery, joining you live from Atlanta with my awesome and phenomenal co-host, Mr. Billy Miller, on the line, and also the lovely Dr. Ayo Kedar. She's out ill today, so we're wishing her much love and health and all that great stuff. We want her to get better so she can join us next week, but we are so very happy and excited to be here again for another week of Mind Shift. You know, every week just seems to blow my mind. It seems like it just gets better and better every single week. And for those of you that may have missed the show last week, this month on Mind Shift, we are having Health Awareness Month. So we are having discussions about various health issues, different health topics. If there's anything that you would like us to discuss, if there's any thoughts, any comments, or any concerns, please feel free to contact us. You can hit us up online at Mind Shift Talk Radio. We're on Facebook at Mind Shift Talk Radio. Send us a message. You can also call in tonight. We're going to have a phenomenal show tonight. Please feel free to call us. You can reach us at area code 347-989-0206. And for those of you that are familiar with Mr. Billy Miller, you know, he was posting today on Facebook just talking about tonight's show. He's been really excited. I mean, we've both been excited, but I think Billy, for anyone that knows him, I mean, he's just been all over Facebook today promoting the show because he's so very excited about the special guest that we are going to have on the line tonight. But again, I wanted to make sure that everyone understood that this month is Health Awareness Month. And it's a very important month. It's a very crucial month. The topics we're discussing are very pertinent topics, you know, that everyone can relate to, whether you're actually going through something right now in terms of your health, you know, whether you are or not. I'm sure that you may know someone that has gone through some things. You know, we've been affected by various illnesses and diseases and so forth in our lives. And so we want to make sure that we're taking a proactive role in terms of our health and making sure that we're making the right decisions and doing the right things to ensure a healthy life and a long life. And for those of you that may have joined us online, you know, we also talked about last week Operation New Creation, and that's a new movement that we're pushing and that we're endorsing and promoting to transform lives. I mean, literally transforming lives, transforming minds, transforming bodies, transforming everyone across the globe. So we're very excited. I want to thank, again, our special guest we had last week, Mr. Chris Gloss, joining us for Operation New Creation. You can also find that on Facebook. But, you know, we're just rolling right into a new topic this week. So we're staying on course with these topics about health and about, again, taking that role, you know, being very passionate about the improvement of other people's lives. You know, that's what we're committed to. And also, you know, on Mind Shift Talk Radio, we're committed to transforming minds, you know, helping people to see things from different perspectives, you know, from a healthy perspective, and just getting you to think outside of the box. Whether we're discussing personal development, whether we're discussing finances, or whether we're discussing health and wellness, we know that you'll be able to take something away from this show that you'll be able to benefit from. And we definitely encourage you to share these messages and these topics with other people. Encourage them to join us on Mind Shift Talk Radio. Everyone can benefit from a mind shift at some time or another. So, you know, that's pretty much it. Like I said, I'm stoked and I'm excited about tonight's show. And I don't want to take away from Billy because I know my co-host Billy is just over there just bubbling and just, you know, probably can't even sit still right now because of who we're going to have on the line tonight. You know, I've read some of the information about this individual. I was just blown away. And so Billy's going to give you some more information about our special guest. So, Billy, I'm going to go ahead and hand it over to you.
Okay. Hey!
Hey!
I am super excited about tonight. Y'all need to get y'all pen and paper ready. Fasten your seat belts because we got special guest Eddie Connor on the show. And for those of you who don't know Eddie Connor, let me tell you a little bit about him. He was born in Southfield, Michigan, but he grew up in Kingston, Jamaica. Eddie Connor is a motivational speaker. He's also an evangelist. He preached his first message after being diagnosed with cancer at the age of 15, which we're going to hear more about that. And he proclaimed Psalms 118, verse 17, which says, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. And Eddie is a living testimony of that scripture. Eddie also affirms that he was destined to overcome the odds. Eddie Kahn is also a writer. He's the author of 3 best-selling books. He's also a poet. So hopefully by the end of the show, we'll make time to see if he can recite one of his poems for us. Ooh. He's also a radio host and a television host. So if you don't know Eddie Connor, please connect with him. His website is eddieconnor.com, which is EddieConnor.com. He's also on Facebook. He's also on Twitter. So go ahead and make sure that you connect with this young brother. And if not, then you can just read about him later when he's on the cover of Forbes magazine or something. If not, you can watch him later when he's on the Oprah Winfrey Show or something, or you can hear him when he's on the Today Show, because this brother is sure to make some noise. And the reason I know is because he's already banging in my ear. I mean, he's already making noise. He's already touched and reached thousands of lives through his talents, teachings, and testimonies. When you hear this young brother speak tonight, you're going to discover that he has more fight than folly. He has more faith than fear. And I'm honored to share the same platform with this young man tonight. So, listen, I'm ready. I know Dr. Igo is ready. I know she ill, but I know she crunked somewhere. I know Stacey Emery, I know you're ready.
Yes,
and I know Chris Bluff, I don't know if he's in the chat room yet, but I know he's ready.
He's there.
And so, is he there? Okay.
Yeah, he's there.
And so, Eddie, you here?
I'm ready.
You ready, brother?
Man, Stacey and Billy, man, I'm excited and delighted. I'm ready to go, man. I'm ready to go. Absolutely.
You got me excited, brother. I've been all excited. I didn't even want to eat today. I was so excited. Because it's hard to eat when you're running around. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
Definitely. Well, Eddie, thank you for joining us tonight. We are so very honored to have you on Mindshift Talk Radio. I tell you, we have been so excited since last week. I was reading a part of your book this week, and I was just blown away by you. I'm like, it is incredible what God is doing, and especially to just when I'm reading your story and I'm reading I'm looking at your videos online and so forth, and I'm like, who would ever believe that there is so much power in someone that's less than 30 years old? I just couldn't believe it. I am just so blown away by you. So thank you so much for being here tonight.
You know what, Stacey and Billy, most definitely, I'm just honored and excited that you all joined the tour, the Purpose to Persevere tour, and this is just day 2 of it. And just like the show is entitled Mind Shift, and bringing health awareness and letting people know that their health is their wealth and that they can live through dying places, whatever the situation is, they can overcome it. And so I'm just excited for this program tonight because we're, whoever's listening, you are in store for a powerful program. You're in store for a powerful segment. You don't want to turn the telephone off. You don't want to log off and go someplace else. You want to stick and stay right here. Because everything in your life will shift if you can unleash and unlock the power that's in your mind. And so most definitely, Billy, that type of intro that you gave me, everywhere I go, I need to have you give me an intro wherever I go, man, because that's definitely powerful, and you just unlock some things to unleash and push people into the power of their destiny and their future. And so I'm ready to go tonight. I'm ready.
Awesome. Well, you know, you have the floor. I mean, it's wide open. Again, you know, we want to stay We really want to hear more about your story about overcoming cancer. I mean, we've been promoting it, talking about you going from cancer to conqueror to more than conqueror. So I believe that's ringing in everyone else's ears right now. So we really want you to just go ahead and tell us more about who Eddie Conner is. You know, where did you surface from with all this fire and this energy? And tell us more about that story.
Absolutely. And, you know, I was told at the age of 15 by a doctor, and he told my mother, he said four words, we can't promise anything. And those four words still, in many cases, continue to unravel and echo just in the stream and just the system of my mind today, even 12 years after what I've been through. My future was immediately just hung in the balance where I was between life and death. After dealing with so many circumstantial situations where I was dealing with a lot of chest pains, and we're talking about health and whatever's going on in your body, you don't need to ignore it. You need to investigate it. And that's one thing that I hesitated to do. I was having chest pains at the age of 15, and I was in many cases lethargic and not just my normal self, not my just normal ebullient and bubbly and go-getting type of attitude, type of self. And so I was admitted to the doctor because I could not breathe on January the 1st of 1998. And I was told that I had a punctured lung, and I just really could not believe what was going on. And one hospital could not do much with me, so I was whisked away to another hospital. And the story goes that I went to surgery immediately, and they cut me open right around my chest, right around my heart, and my cells were growing so fast that it began to metastasize. There began to form a mass in my chest right around my heart, and it was moving through the throat area, the trachea, the esophagus, and cancer cells, which I found out they were growing so fast that they could see them growing with the naked eye. And immediately, you know, I went to surgery and I came out and I felt great. And the doctor comes into the hospital room a few weeks past January the 1st, and I'm feeling great. I'm saying, all right, let's get back to school and let me get back to basketball, this, that, and the other, and just being a kid, just enjoying life. And he says, hold up a minute, young man. You have been diagnosed with a disease that we have classified as non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And I'm thinking to myself, what in the world is that? It must be some type of crazy cold that might be a little uncommon. Let me just deal with this and keep it moving. He said, no, hold it just a minute. You have been diagnosed with what we call cancer. And I said, you got to be kidding me. The one thing to be young, another thing to be male, but nothing to be black and diagnosed with cancer. And so automatically my life is in a tailspin, it's in a whirlwind. And he says to me, he gives me the physical diagnosis, but he says, don't ask why. And what do you do in many cases where you're in the situation and you say to yourself, I don't know if you've ever been in a situation, Billy, or if you've ever been in a situation, Stacy, or those who are listening out there, ever been in a situation that's so bad that you say, why is this happening to me? Why me? Why now? And going through the situation, I kept asking myself, why me, when I was getting chemotherapy and radiation 5 out of the 7 days of a week, going through losing my hair when I go to bed at night and I see, wake up in the morning, there's hair follicles of my hair spread out throughout the bed. When I was getting spinal taps, when I actually had to have needles inserted into the lower parts of my vertebrae on a month-to-month basis. When my father was not in my life because I grew up in a single-parent divorced family, and not one day did he come and check on his own biological son in the hospital. Mm-hmm. Going through all of those things, the physical pain was excruciating, but to deal with the mental pain, and we talk about mind shift tonight, how do you shift your mind in a situation where your back is up against the wall? How do you shift your mind from being in a destitute situation to have the power to unleash and say, I must overcome because my destitute situation will not affect my destiny. How do you have the power to unleash and get it out of you to pick yourself up when nobody else wants to help you? When all you have is just God and your mom and everybody else has left you, they've ostracized you, they've literally left you for dead. How do you have the power to live through dying places? And that's what I had to do. I had to encourage myself. I had to say, I'm not just going to go through this, but I'm going to grow through this. This trial is not going to affect my triumph. This situation, this stumbling block is going to eventually be my stepping stone. And that's what brought me out and brought me from cancer to conqueror to more than conqueror. And Billy, you touched on the scripture, Psalm 118:17. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. And that's what you have to say, whatever the situation is. It might not be cancer. It just might be some haters that are just up at the job. It might be a tripped out boss who's just being real nasty to you. It might just be somebody just in your family who told you you can't and you won't and you will not do this and not do that because nobody else in the family's ever done it. You've got to delete the letter T off the word can't and turn it into what you can do. You can do all things. And that's what I had to look at. I had to look at cancer and say, all right, the first three letters in cancer is can, and I can overcome. I can live through dying places. I can launch out and turn the impossible into I'm possible. And it's really just our perception. Will we buy into the negativity or will we think positive in the negative situation? And so you're listening tonight. Stacy, you're listening to somebody. Billy, you're listening to somebody. My listeners out there, you're listening to somebody who is a 12-year cancer survivor. Do you hear me? A 12-year cancer survivor. I want you to listen to me tonight, and I don't want you to turn that dial. I want you to make sure that you let somebody know to even listen to this program tonight because it's about a mind shift. Can I think positive in the negative situation? Can I unleash the power that's in my thoughts? I believe it's James Allen or Napoleon Hill, one of those two, who says, what the mind can conceive and believe it can achieve. When we begin to birth the power that's already within us, within our mind, and unleash it and unlock it and let the powerful resources that God has invested into our lives come out, then we can come out and not just come out of our situation, but bring others out of the situations that we've been involved in ourselves. And so just that type of power, that resilience, that dogmatic determination. We got to have bulldog faith to say, I'm going to overcome. I'm going to make it. I'm not going to be a statistic, but I will overcome the odds.
Yes, sir.
I know there's some Monday night football going on, but tonight we give them Monday night freedom. That's what we're doing tonight.
Yes, sir.
Right. We're giving some Monday night freedom tonight.
Man, you know, one of the things I think about, you were 15, and
yes,
you were
sir.
A teenager. And I know I got a daughter that's about to turn 13, so I'm getting close to that teenage stage, and people always warning me about the teenage stage. They're dreading the teenage stage because this is the time where the teenager or the child is trying to discover their identity. They're trying to discover who they are. So when you were 15, you were already trying to, in the midst of going through trying to discover your purpose, discover who you are, and now you've interrupted with this deadly disease. So what was going on in your mind? How did you was already coping with just being a teenager, but now you had this deadly disease. What was going on in your mind?
You know, you hit the nail right on the head with the hammer. Identity crisis. And trying to define who you are, and that's what many of our young people are trying to do, define who they are based on what's around them and based on what they see and based on what they go through. I almost made the mistake of defining who I was by what I was going through, and not realizing that I am bigger than what I'm going through. self-esteem, self-concept, having to try to not look at myself as a victim, but have a mindset to be victorious in spite of the affliction that I was feeling, the affliction that I was dealing with and going through. Being a teenager, and especially growing up in a single-parent divorced family when my father was not in my life, where I did not have the fatherly leadership and guidance to be able to help me navigate many of the growing pains of being a teenager. And then on top of that, being told that you have cancer and then being ostracized and pulled away from many of just the young people that I was around, where I was on a homebound program and where I was literally on my own. I mean, I'm talking about to be around everybody on a daily basis and then to just be locked away in loneliness. It's like speaking to 30,000 for 1 hour, and then in 5 minutes you're whisked away to a hotel room and you're all on your own. And in many cases, I was locked in a psychological prison. And some of us can be in a prison without bars, to where the only chains and the only manacles and the only prison or the only bars that in many cases come between our breakthrough is the mental breakdown that we have. And in many cases, I almost had a mental breakdown, because I felt like giving up many times. I was basing my identity on what everybody else was doing, and I said, why am I dealing with this? Why do I have to go through this? The worst thing turned out to be the best thing, brought out the best in me. And so you talk about identity crisis, you talk about the mind shift there, and that's what I had to do. I had to keep in mind that one less treatment I'm going through, one less chemotherapy and radiation poison that's pumped into my body, one less type of trial that I'm enduring, and I'm going to emerge victorious in spite of being lonely, in spite of heartache, in spite of brokenness, in spite of being broken down, I'm going to break through. In spite of being torn down, I'm going to rise again. In spite of being down, I'm going to be like a basketball that's thrown down. I'm going to bounce back up again. The harder the situation pushed me down, the higher I wanted to come back up again. And so that's what kept me going. The power of the Word of God, as well as my mother being a catalyst and an inspiration to me when nobody else was around, to be able to give me words of wisdom, to be able to encourage me, to be able to inspire me, to be able to edify me, to be able to uplift me and tell me that you can't die right now. You've got to live through the situation.
Oh, that's good, brother. That's good. And there's a story in the Bible that I want to share, because it's going to lead up to my next question. And there's a story where Jesus was following a man named Jairus. He was going to death's house to heal his daughter. And on the way, Jesus stopped to heal this woman with the issue of blood. And while Jesus was occupied with healing this woman, some messengers came and gave Jairus a bad report. And they said, Jairus, don't bother the teacher no more. Don't bother Jesus no more. Your daughter's dead. You know, it's too late now. And Jesus overheard the messengers telling Jairus this bad news. And before Jairus could even respond, Jesus said to Jairus, don't be afraid. Just keep on believing. Because Jesus knew that the words from the messengers was going to produce fear in him. But Jesus also knew that his own words would produce faith in him. So my question is, I know the doctor gave you a bad report.
Right.
But were there people, maybe friends, family, were there people in your life that you had that were like the messengers? You know, they were counting you out. They were saying, oh, it ain't nothing you can do. You might as well just throw in the towel. Were there people in your life that you had to disconnect from while you're going through this process because they're feeding you doubt
and also were the people in your life that was like Jesus that was telling you, look, don't be afraid, just keep on believing?
Absolutely. In many cases, your direction is in your connection. And oftentimes, you'll never go higher than who you're associated with. Not only will you not go higher than you think, but also you won't go higher than you're associated with. My mom would always tell me about that whole crabs in the barrel mentality. A lot of people don't want you to rise, and then when you begin to rise, they want to pull you back down. There were negative people, negative naysayers, who did not think that I was going to get out of this situation. I would remember my mom was very, very strategic in who would come into my hospital room. Very strategic. There were a lot of people who wanted to come in. And some people want to be a part of your situation only to spectate and seeing you struggle, but they don't want to participate in seeing you gain any strength. Hear me very clearly on that. A lot of people want to just watch you go through the struggle, don't want to lend a hand, don't want to lend a word of encouragement, don't want to extend anything of themselves to cause you to rise up out of your situation. As much gossip and as drama that goes on in our world today, a lot of people enjoy and get entertained by seeing other people go through struggle and never gain any strength out of it. So my mother was very strategic in who would be instituted and who would be connected to me at that time of struggle that I was going through. But even the reference that you make with the woman with the issue of blood, as well as Jay Iris's daughter, to let you know that the situation that you're going through is not too dead that God can't refix it. It's not too dead that God can't remix it. It's not too dead that the Lord can't raise it up. And the situation that I was going through, many people did not think that I was going to make it out. I remember seeing a young man, and I very rarely touch on this story, but I remember seeing a young man a few years after I'd been, as the doctors would say, remission, when the doctor gave their diagnosis, God still gave his prognosis. But after I came out of what they would call remission, and I just say total healing, I saw a young man in a store, and I used to go to church with him. And he came up to me, and he said, "Are you Eddie Connor?" I said, "Yes, I am." He said, "I thought you were dead." And those words pierced me like a sword right in my side, pierced me real, real deep and cut me real close to the bone, to where people had already prognosticated in their mind that Eddie Connor was not going to live again. The same people who thought I wasn't going to get out of my situation are the same people who think that you're not going to rise out of your situation. They don't think that you could ever matriculate past the poverty line. They don't think that you could ever get anything past a high school diploma. They don't think that you could ever do something good in your neighborhood. That same person who told me that they thought that I had died, I stood before them as a living witness that I had been through hell, but I'm not in it. I'd been through hell, but I don't smell the smoke. I'd been through hell, but I'm back. I'm back with a new lease on life. I'm back with a new attitude. I'm back. I'm bigger. I'm badder than ever before because I made it from breakdown to breakthrough. And that's what we have to do. We have to be living witnesses. We have to be display cases that all it took, as Jay Iris's daughter, all it took, the man said, if you just speak a word, then my daughter shall be healed. I know he was pressing his way to get to the woman with the issue of blood, but if you just speak a word to my daughter, she'll be healed. And that's all it took was one word of encouragement. That's all it took was one scripture in Psalm 118 and 17. That's all it took was naying all these things. We're more than conquerors. Not just a conqueror, but more than. Not just somebody who's just going to be able to pay their bills and need it, the status quo, but you're more than the status quo. You're more than what your uncle said that you couldn't do. You're more than what people thought about you. You're more than that. And it takes a mind shift. It takes a mental state to be able to activate the power that's within you and unleash the greatness. Unleash the power. You've been through too much to just sit there and be a victim all your life. It's time to move from being victimized to step into victory. So what? This happened to you. I'm alive. Check your pulse. And if as long as there's a beating pulse, I can beat the odds. As long as my pulse is beating, I can beat the odds. I can overcome. I can overcome the odds. I can overcome every obstacle and hurdle it to make it to my destination and to overcome and step into the power of my destiny. And that's what we have to infuse. When we infuse a mind shift to not just be able to look at the negative and see negative, but see with 3D vision. That's what we have to have. We've got to have 3D vision, one that has destiny, one that has determination, one that is distinguished. Have that 3D vision to be able to look in, at the negative and see, oh, wait. I see power that's getting ready to be unleashed and unlocked in my soul. And I'm getting ready to reach my goal. And that's what we have to do. We've got to see beyond what we see so that we can seize the opportunity.
Mm.
Ooh, yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, Eddie, you are an answer to what's really a rhetorical question. Is there anything too hard for God?
And yes, sir.
I want to ask you this, Eddie. At such a young age, what kept you strong, and how did you stay focused? And also, I hear you mentioning your mother a lot. I think everyone needs to know who she is. What's her name and who she is?
Yes, I guess you got to give a quick shout out to my mom, Dr. Janice Connor. And actually, the title of this tour, Purpose to Persevere, in many cases is infused and is emphasized from my first book, Purposefully Prepared to Persevere. And she has written kind of like the sister story to that, which gives, I give my perspective of what I've gone through, but she also lends her perspective of helping me to overcome and make it through in her book, Propelling Faith. And she has just really been the catalyst and the backbone just through my child rearing and through the trials and the test of being a teenager and be able to make it through cancer, to be able to give me insight and encouragement and inspiration and just apply the word of God to my life. We want to definitely thank God for people in our lives who are not worriers but are warriors, and that's what we need, people. Not to be warriors when we're in situations, but to be warriors to help us overcome situations. And so she's a warrior to help me, because there were times when I wanted to put on the pity party hat. And she'd rip that thing off and say, no, I'm not losing you. You're not leaving this earth. You're not leaving this planet. You're going to fight. And when I didn't want to fight, she'd lift up my arms and go to battle for me. When I was at my point of weakness, she caused me to understand the power that was within myself to be able to resurrect a smile in the midst of sadness, to be able to resurrect hope in the midst of hurt, to be able to resurrect healing in the midst of sickness, to be able to resurrect faith in the midst of fear and doubt. And so that type of power that she caused me to recognize in myself helped me to overcome and maintain focus. It's just like when Jesus was meeting John the Baptist. Of course, when they were children, the baby leaped, and whoever you're connected to, when Mary and I believe it was Elizabeth, Mary, the mother of Jesus, and Elizabeth, I believe, who was the mother of John the Baptist. When those two connected while they were both pregnant with Jesus and John, the baby leaped. Whoever you're connected to ought to cause a power. power and a leap to come out of you to be able to unleash and lift your life to the next level. If there are people who you're connected to who are just causing you to just be downtrodden and just dump garbage on you like you're a trash can and just keep you down to the ground and just low to the flow and never cause anything to come up out of you, you ought to be connected to people who make your life better on a daily basis and cause you to lift and leap to the next level. And that's what she did for me. She caused my life to lift and to have lift and to streamline to the next level and to help me maintain focus in the midst of every turbulent situation that was going on around me. The winds of worriness, the hailstorms of life, to be able to maintain focus while walking through literal hell on earth, to be able to step out of that and make it through, I'm the more blessed and encouraged because of it.
Mm.
Oh, man.
You know, it would truly be a blessing to have your mother on the show. I would love to hear her story. Does she have that book out already?
Absolutely. It is available on my website, eddieconner.com. Along with my other books as well, and a lot of people have been truly blessed by that. She's also a evangelist and missionary to the island of Jamaica, where I grew up when I was younger. She's been for the past 25 years, and, I mean, she takes everything from books to berets to Bibles to bless people in third world countries and just give them inspiration and hope to be able to overcome, you know, life situations, definitely.
Awesome. And that leads into the next question I was going to ask you because, you know, you actually just took it right. I was going to talk about that warriors, having those warriors in your life. I know in your book you talked about not having those whispers during the storms, but having those warriors like your mother. And also I read a story about you growing up in Jamaica. And so with us talking about health, you know, I know many of us come from different backgrounds, and so we have different views in terms of health and how we're to take care of ourselves and so forth. And I'm curious to know, with the upbringing that you had, you know, with your mother coming from Jamaica, you know, what impact did that have on your healing? You know, we know already just from your story that faith played the largest part in your healing and allowing you to overcome the illness. But really, what role did your upbringing play in that? Because I know personally for my family coming from the Caribbean, you know, there are certain things that we just don't do. You know, we have our own treatments, and there are certain things that you take or certain things that you would drink for healing and so forth. And I know in your book you talked about how your mother would just feed you with so many different fruits and vegetables that you just got tired of eating all of that stuff, but it was really for your benefit. You know, how did that upbringing and your mother coming from Jamaica play a part in your healing?
Oh, absolutely. I didn't know you were from the Caribbean as well, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
just on the line. All right, we connected. In many cases, going to Jamaica, and I remember I took a trip to Jamaica around the age of 15. And, you know, people in third world countries, especially Jamaica, don't necessarily have all the amenities and the accoutrements like we have here in America. But it just seems like God has blessed them to where they can go out on a tree, whether it's wherever the tree is, and eat fruit right off the tree. Whether they have food or not, whether they have money or not, whatever the case may be, it seems like God has just provided them with sun, sand, and some sustenance to be able to make it through whatever situation that they're going through. And so going to Jamaica, that really rejuvenated me because I went to a church there, and a pastor and his congregation, they prayed for me. I mean, these people would walk. A lot of times we just won't even drive 2 minutes to church, but these folks will walk 2 miles to church. You hear me? 2 minutes we won't drive to church, but these folks will walk 2 miles just to get to church. And so they uplifted me, they prayed for me, and just the type of level of nutrition, because we're talking about health awareness as well. Faith without works is dead. You can have all the faith in the world, but if you won't work your faith, if you won't do what it takes to help you to overcome, you won't overcome. And so I had to work my health into effect. I had to begin to eat the right things. I had to begin to think the right thoughts as well. If you think in doubt, your situation is going to be doubtful. And so I had to begin to activate faith, and I also had to begin to eat the right types of food as well. And so my mother was very instrumental in having me eat, you know, the various berries, just really the color of the rainbow, your reds, your oranges, your blues, your purples, so on and so on, having me eat those types of foods and eat some of the foods that I just even detest to this day, such as beets. But maybe the beets helped me beat the situation. And so she was very instrumental in helping me to do the things that I didn't want to do, helping me to examine my lifestyle, examine my eating habits, examine my level of fitness as well. And so the Jamaicans, just even down there, you know, they were very even instrumental as well in having me eat the right types of foods. We can't necessarily just depend on what the doctors tell us to do. And I tell people all the time, the money is not in the cure. The money's in the treatment. If you cure somebody, you're only going to get a one-time payment. But if you treat them, you'll get many, many, many types of payments and many kinds of payments over and over and over again. And so we can't think that people are just going to take care of us. We got to take care of ourselves. The most important person is you. Yes. The most important person is you. The most valuable resource that you have is you. You're no good to anybody else unless you know how to be good and take care of yourself. And so when we understand the value that we have, not in what we have, but in who we are, we can begin to nurture ourselves and take care of ourselves. And, of course, October signifies Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And anybody listen to me or know of anybody, because we've all been touched by some form of cancer in our world today. Somebody, they say we're 6 degrees of separation from about everybody anyway. But we've all in some way been affected by cancer, whether directly or indirectly. And there's, I'm just going to give a shout out to 2.5 million women in America living proof who have beaten cancer. There are 2.5 million survivors of breast cancer in America. And these are, there's a harsh reality, but these are also statistics of survival. Every second in America as well. Did you know this? 2 to 3 people are diagnosed with cancer every second in America. 2 to 3 people are diagnosed with some form of cancer. And so it shows that our lives can change in a matter of seconds. And these startling statistics remind us also of life's harsh realities. But we must be metacognitive. We must think about what we're thinking. We must also engage in personal self-development. Check our level of fitness. Check our level of relationships and who we're connected to. We've got to eat right. We've got to get our whole grains. We've got to make healthy choices and eat food in moderation. Not live to eat, but eat to live. We've got to maintain a healthy weight. When 33% of our young people between the ages of 12 and 19 are overweight, there's got to be something that begins to take place at home, to where we're not just sedentary, when we're not just sitting most of the time and just on the computer being a couch potato, but we've got to get active. We've got to have at least 30 minutes of exercise a day. We've got to get our annual physical exams. We've got to see our doctors. We've got to protect ourselves from stress and depression and aggression. We've got to exercise. We've got to meditate on positive things. And these things help us to provide healing and hope through health. Our health is our wealth. The true level of who you are is not necessarily the amount of money that you have, because money can't buy health. Money can get you some treatment, but it can't buy health. And so when we begin to have our thought life line up with our fitness life and our nutrition life, then we can begin to be less aggravated, less attitudinal, and more excited about life, more excited about living, to be able to live the best life that we can live.
Oh,
and
God.
When we begin with the best life that we can live, then we can give more of ourselves to other people.
My goodness. My goodness. I'm sitting here like I can't even stay still. Everything you just said, I'm sitting here rocking right now. Like, my goodness, everything you said was just, Billy, you already know I'm excited over here, right? Because the whole time that you were talking just now, Eddie, I mean, really that was a call to action, telling people to stand up and do something different. You know, we have to take the first step. And it goes back to this quote. I know Chris Gloss is on the line last week. He was on the show as we were promoting Operation New Creation. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that, Eddie, but it's something that we're very passionate about. You know, it's this movement to transform lives, and we're doing that one body at a time. And last week on the show, he talked about how important it is for us not just to value healing, but to learn how to value our health. And that ties into what we just discussed, you know, about making sure we're eating the right things, about making sure that we're being fit. You know, it's one thing for us to say, you know, it's time for me to get up off this couch. It's time for me to lose some weight. It's time for me to start eating right. You know, we can sit there all day and talk about it. It's time for it. But when do we actually get up and get into motion? When do we get the wheels turning? When do we get the ball rolling, you know? And that's what Operation New Creation is about. It's about saying, you know what, here's that support group. Here's the Eddie Connors. Here's the Billy Millers, the Chris Glosses, the Dr. Ayo Kadars that are here to support you, to encourage you, to motivate you. So I thank you so much for that call to action just now. I really am encouraging our listeners to, you know, look at your website, join you at eddieconnors.com. You know, make sure they're visiting Operation New Creation on Facebook, because the resources are out there. You know, just the staggering statistics you just shared about breast cancer alone
right.
is enough for us to say, you know what, it's time to do something different. So I encourage everyone to take, you know, an active role in your community, just promoting health awareness and just making sure that we're not only talking the talk, but we're walking the walk, literally walking the walk every day. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, absolutely. Just like the saying goes, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And when we become more preactive, more proactive, we don't have to be as reactive to what takes place. Because as you see, these diseases and these illnesses are no respecter of persons. They're no respecter of socioeconomic status. They're no respecter of race, sex, gender, or background. And so we've got to be more proactive than reactive, and get the ball rolling on our lives. We've got to love ourselves and show ourselves that we love ourselves by engaging ourselves in the healthiest life that we can live. First four letters in health is heal. And as you were talking, as you were sharing about Chris Gloss as well and that new creation concept, we've got to be renewed and renew our lives mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, socially, to where we're living out our best life for the rest of our life.
That's good, brother. That's good. I'm glad you connected with us, Eddie. You got us jumping over here. You understand?
Right.
Hey, brother, we ready to jump through troops and leap over walls, Doc. Absolutely.
And I'm glad you hit the spiritual side and the natural side, because a lot of times people just look at the spiritual and they just, you know, just lay hands on me so I can get healed, but then they continue to eat wrong. So I'm
right.
glad you hit that both sides, the spiritual side, but you also did something, you went through a process and you did something in the natural.
Absolutely. Oh. You know, there's it just can't just be deliverance. It also has to be sustenance. We have to find something as well that will sustain us. And being heavenly minded and no earthly good is just absolutely no good. It has got to be all to the good. So we definitely have to merge the spiritual with the natural.
Dr. Murdoch is a guy, he's written a lot of books and also a lot of songs. And people, when he was asked about all his writings, his response was, you know, because he had some in the rights, his response was, when you hurt, you write.
Yeah.
When you hurt, you write. Did the pain that you went through this whole process, was that part of your motivation to start writing?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And in many cases, I kind of wanted to just mask and even not even share ever the pain of what I went through with cancer. And I remember my mother, when I was actually getting ready to graduate from college, she was saying, you know, you need to write that story. And I was, in many cases, just embarrassed at times because of going through cancer. But looking back at it, I see that God will turn your embarrassments into testimonies. The place that should have been a tombstone wound up being a testimony to where I was able to rise and live again. And so it would have been selfish for me to not share my story, to not share my trials, to not share my pitfalls with somebody else, to not be able to share that I went through the pit and went through the prison of life's perilous situations. And that pain that you're talking about began to turn into power as I would write on the various lines and the various pages, crafting and cultivating my book. The story that I was even able to write, I said, if I ever only wrote one book in my life, this is when I was writing Purposefully Prepared to Persevere, I said, if I only ever write one book in my life, I want to be able to put everything into that book. I want to use every mental energy. I want to use every cognitive resource that I have and invest it into the lives of somebody else to even 200 years down the line. Somebody could pick up that book and look and see that somebody invested their blood, their sweat, and their tears, and their pain into every line, into every page, and turn that into power. And if he can do it, if he can make it, if God can give him the power to overcome, then what's stopping me? And so I just wanted to be a catalyst of inspiration. I wanted to be an instrument of inspiration. I just wanted to be a vessel of victory and hope to show somebody that life is no respecter of persons, God is no respecter of persons, and that if Eddie Connor can overcome, I can overcome and be more than a conqueror as well.
Yeah.
You know, you wrote...
You know, that is amazing. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Billy. Go ahead.
Oh, Eddie, I know somebody's probably listening to the show that's facing, you know, they're facing a deadly disease. You know, they may have AIDS. They may have lupus, high blood pressure. They may have cancer. And they're ready to give up. I mean, they're ready to quit. They're ready to just throw in the towel. And I know in your book, Purposefully Prepared to Persevere, in chapter 5, it's titled, I Won't Give Up. I want you to speak to that person that's just ready to throw in the towel. What do you have to say to them?
What I have to say is just what the chapter says, don't give up. Your back might be up against the wall. You might be literally on bended knee to where you're feeling that the situations of life have been weighing you down so much. But the Bible says, lay aside every weight and that which doth so easily beset you and run with patience. This is not the time to just sit idly and just cry and complain. This is the time to look at your life and say, I've got to run with it. I've got to run towards my destination of healing. I am coming out of this. I am going to persevere. I am going to exhibit power in the midst of a negative and of a weak situation. I'm not going to die. And that's what I want you to do. I want you to muster up all of the strength that you have. You might have to cry through it. You might have to moan through it. You might have to groan through it. You might have to weep through it, but don't give up through it. I'm talking to that listener now, whether you're in wherever state that you're in, whether you're in a depressive state, whether you're in a mentally broken down state to where people who should have healed you wound up hurting you, people who should have invested power into you just afflicted you. I'm talking to you right now to not give up, to not throw in the towel. If all you have
is God, that's enough. You have you and you have God. Even if that's all you have, this is your time to resurrect hope in the midst of a heartache type of situation. This is your time to pick up the pieces of your life and put the puzzle of your life back together again. This is not the time to give up hope. This is not the time to engage in mental self-suicide. This is not the time to take your life. This is the time to take your life back and live again. Give again, hope again, smile again, laugh again, wipe your tears and have joy again. This is your time not to give up. You're listening to somebody who was at the point of breakdown, who was at the cliff, the edge of the cliff of life. But I didn't jump over and give up. I stood up and stand out now to be able to tell you to not give up, to pick up your life again, to have hope again, to move and run to your destiny. That's what I want you to do. As you're listening to me clear as day now, this is your time to exhibit strength in the midst of struggle, to exhibit power in the midst of weakness. This is your time to pick it up. This is your time to shine.
Amen. Thank you so much again, Eddie Conner. We thank you. We are so honored to have you on, and we cannot thank you enough for joining us for tonight's episode of Mind Shift Talk Radio. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Absolutely, and if I could just tell your listeners as well, please connect with me. Please link with me. I'm on Facebook at Eddie Conner, E-D-D-I-E, and, of course, my website, eddieconner.com, E-D-D-I-E-C-O-N-N-O-R.com. I'm on Twitter at Eddie Conner Jr. I want you to definitely check out the whole website and the blog talk tour as well. And, of course, I just appreciate you, Stacy. I appreciate you, Billy. I appreciate this opportunity, and I'm glad that you have been a part of this tour as well, Purpose to Persevere, to give people a level to where they can shift their mind. I truly am honored to have the opportunity to be able to come on and bless people, because truly we are blessed to be a blessing.
Yes, and we definitely appreciate you being here. And, you know, we would definitely appreciate it if you would support us in Operation New Creation. We would love to have you as one of our honorary members of Operation New Creation. Would you be willing to do that?
Oh, sign me up. I'm definitely
all right. I would like to do so. Okay. I'll be hitting you up on Facebook. We have the Operation New Creation group page on Facebook, and I will definitely be in touch with you to get you some more information on that. So, again, thank you so much for being here. Awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, you just heard from the author, the educator, the evangelist, the motivational speaker, poet, radio, TV host, everything, the phenomenal Eddie Conner. Definitely, we encourage you to reach him online, eddieconner.com. And for those of you that are interested in getting more information about Operation New Creation, if you're ready for change, you're ready to make the commitment, join us on Facebook, Operation New Creation. Also, join us next Monday. My partner Chris Gloss and I will be on Atlanta Live. For those of you that are in the Atlanta area, we will be on Atlanta Live next Monday, October 18th from 7 to 9 p.m. So right before the Mind Shift episode next week, you can see us on Atlanta Live discussing Operation New Creation and this movement that is transforming lives across the globe. So, again, thank you to all of you that have joined in and listened in tonight. Thank you for all of those that joined in on the chat room. You know, some great stuff going on in the chat room. We definitely appreciate you, Billy. Phenomenal job tonight. And thank you so much for having Mr. Eddie Conner join us on Mindshift Talk Radio tonight. You are awesome, Billy. I thank you so much. So that is it, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure that you reach us on Facebook, Mindshift Talk Radio. Get more information about Operation New Creation on Facebook or at OperationNewCreation.com. Can see my co-host, Dr. Ayo Kedar on Facebook, Chris Gloss is on Facebook, and I'm on there, Stacey Emery. Emery is spelled E-M-E-R-I. So that is it. We will speak to you guys next Monday, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. As always, be blessed, be encouraged, have a phenomenal week, and start getting the ball moving. Get the wheels turning, get the ball rolling, do whatever it is that you need to do to get the results that you desire in your life. That is it. We will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mind Shift Radio.